According to the Palestinian Civil Defense, 8 Palestinians, including 2 children and 2 women, lost their lives, and 30 others, including 19 children, were wounded in an Israeli bombing on a school housing displaced people in Jabalia. Amid all this, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has given the green light for a delegation to leave for Doha to continue proceeding with a deal with Hamas to try and release the Israeli hostages held in Gaza. Meanwhile, displaced families in Gaza are struggling to find refuge from the elements. Driving rain, fierce winds, and sinking temperatures, combined with the impact of Israel's ongoing military assault on Gaza, means that the winter is a struggle for survival for many people. Over 1 million people are now living in tents or other makeshift shelters as the winter sets in across the Mediterranean. Most internally displaced people have already been living in tents for a long time. Meanwhile, in other regional developments, an appeal is still open, raising funds for Lebanon, prioritizing supplying food, winter aid, emergency repairs, and protection, whilst addressing acute gaps in healthcare, water supply, and education. The United Nations and Lebanon extended the Lebanon flash appeal last week, which is seeking around $300 million to aid civilians impacted by the recent war and ongoing humanitarian emergency. Over 125,000 people are still displaced in the country. Elsewhere, UN humanitarians are continuing to distribute much-needed food assistance to people in Syria. Recent figures reveal that more than 2.5 million people across the country, including those in camps, collective centres and host communities, received bread between late November and early January from UN aid. Last week, a Qatari Air Force plane transporting 23 tons of humanitarian aid landed in Damascus as part of Qatar's air bridge to support Syrians. For Vatican Radio, this is Nathan Morley reporting.